For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to local historian Michael Zaz about the Brinton Film Festival, which is taking place tonight and tomorrow at the Ainsworth Opera House.
Frank and Indiana Brinton from Washington, Iowa, were entertainers in the 1890s and very early 1900s. And they traveled around the upper Midwest and probably showed the first projected images to this part of the country. And the basis for the collection are movies and magic lantern slides that they used.
Interesting. So these date back the 1890s?
Yes. We can't date all of them, but we can go back to at least 1895. And the earliest movie in the country, I think, is 1894.
And these are obviously dated a little bit, so what can people expect from them?
Well, we will show a variety of films, and more all the time we kind of go into the background of the films, and we will show some clips this year that have not been seen probably since about 1915, so almost 100 years. And many of the films that we'll be showing, we have the only copy in existence. And the topics of them are wide-ranging. They're from newsreels to dancing and cultural experiences and travels around the world and ones where there's a faint little plot line and such. But movies in the 1890s, a lot of movies were 50 feet long, so they would be less than a minute. Our longest movie, I think, is maybe 10 minutes. So there can be a lot of different topics shown in a short period of time.
And how do you build a collection of these vintage films?
They were all from Frank and Indiana Brinton. And then we have gotten films since then, but not of this vintage. The films that we have, there's more of them being copied right now at a professional firm in Pittsburgh are copying more of these films. And we visited with the head of that firm on Friday, and he said that his whole staff is excited because the films they're working with are the oldest films any of them have worked with, and they are one of the top film restorers in the world. And they said they have not worked with films this old ever, any of their staff.
Wow. So the Brintons, did they donate it, or was it a family member?
The films?
Yeah.
I got them out of a basement in Washington. Mrs. Brinton died in 1955. Mr. Brinton died in 1919. And nothing was done with the collection since about, I'm saying maybe 1916 was the last time anything was done with the collection, except it had been moved from the Brinton home to a neighbor's basement, and that's where I retrieved the material. I had studied the Brintons for some time and didn't know what materials existed. The son of the executor of Mrs. Brinton's estate was cleaning out his father's basement, and that's when I became involved with it.
How did you get hooked up with the Ainsworth Opera House?
I've been involved since the very inception there, and we've done the acquisition of the building and the renovation and such, and we show the films there, and until recently that was the only place they were shown because they were originally shown there. The Brintons traveled around, and we have their books, and it says where they appeared, and they appeared at Ainsworth. So what we show there is things that were originally shown there. They also appeared many other places, and Mr. Brinton managed the Opera House in Washington, but that's not accessible for showing things usually. So when we show them in Ainsworth, it's a show that could have been seen there 120 years ago, and it's the only place in the world where the material can be seen.
Very cool. Well, Michael, I appreciate all your time here. That's going on this weekend?
Yes, it's Friday and Saturday night this week. Starts with an ice cream social at 7:30, and then the films start about 8 o'clock.
That was my conversation with Michael Zaz about the Brinton Film Festival being held at the Ainsworth Opera House tonight and tomorrow. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.